Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about this because it is National Wool Week. So it's important to understand and to get some context, also to create awareness around the writing of the will and the importance of having a will. Nathan Back is a candidate attorney at MG Law. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
How's it, Howard? How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Good, good, good. So first of all, what kind of how do we look in South Africa in terms of the overall picture as to how many people have wills and how many don't?
So actually, the vast majority of South Africans don't have wills.
Oh dear.
Which is quite frightening. But the thing is with wills, they are so essential after we are not here in the world. And because of that, if we don't have a will, it becomes problematic for the families and the descendants and people who need to know what's going to happen with the family's estate. But the great majority of South Africans don't have will.
Why is that? Is it an emotional, psychological thing that we don't want to deal with our death? Or is it just because we don't really think it's ever going to happen, even though we know rationally that it does? Or can we just not be bothered?
I don't know. I think there's like a lot of issues at hand with why people don't have wills. So I think a lot of people also, they just neglect it. And some people, they don't have enough money when they're not making enough money when they're alive. So they're like, oh, screw it. When we pass away, the little bit of money that we will have, it will be passed down to whoever. So I think if that comes into play, I think a lot of people don't really understand the importance of this. And I think there's like a lot of issues, but I do think those are the main issues at hand. That the great majority of our country are unfortunately more in the poorer side of the world. And because of that, they're like, whatever to what happens to their state.
What types of wills? Are there different types of wills?
Yeah, so in South Africa, there's four different types of wills. The first type of will is a simple will. That's like the most common will that we see, and that's the one that most people know about. That's like saying, I leave XYZ to ABC. And that's the most common type of will that we see. Then there's a testamentary trust will. This is also a very, very common type of will. And basically, this means that the person who passes away bequeaths their assets to a trust. And then that trust bequeaths the rest of the assets to the beneficiaries of the trust. That's also very, very common. And then the other type of will is a joint will. This is basically a document which contains the wills of two people in one joint document. So often spouses do this, life partners, and so on. And then the fourth type of will, this is a will that doesn't actually necessarily deal with assets. This only deals with if someone is incapacitated. Mm. And this is a living will. So basically, God forbid, if someone is incapacitated or in a coma and they're not going to wake up, they have a living will, which they can agree to certain types of surgeries if they are in this situation, or in certain types of situations, switch off the life support machine.
So
those are the types of wills.
And do they have different requirements in terms of witnesses and in terms of what they need in order to be compliant?
So all wills need a witness to be compliant. So the majority of all wills need witnesses. And you need two witnesses over the age of 14 in order to be compliant, in order for the will to be validated by the Master of the High Court and everything.
Right. So we need witnesses, and do we need somebody professional to draw them up for us?
So there's different types of professions that can draw it up. Obviously, the most commonly is lawyers, accountants, and so on. But also, if someone is needing of a will, you can even buy it at certain shops. Like, I've seen wills before at Walton's before. So you don't even need to get a specialized person to buy it, to get a will. You can even buy it at the shops at Walton's,
for instance. I had an interesting conversation with one of the doctors who was unfortunately working in the ICU whilst people were very, very ill. And he spoke about the fact that people were going on to being put onto ventilators during COVID, knowing that there was a good chance they weren't going to wake up, and sort of scribbling wills on whatever they had in front of them just so that they could make their wishes known. Is that valid, that sort of a will?
So a will in South Africa has to be in writing.
Right.
So in situations where it is handwritten, I do believe that it can be allowed. it is up to the discretion of the master, but often they will allow it.
Mm.
Just because it is the last will and testimony. And there has been previous case law on that, that someone needs a handwritten note as their last will.
And especially given those circumstances.
Yes, especially that.
Right, and obviously this is something to avoid. You really don't want to be in that situation where your last desperate thing is to try and, you know, scribble a will on the back of a piece of paper just to make sure that your family doesn't need to go through more trauma in trying to deal with your estate.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. But I do recommend, before anyone gets into those situations, just always update your will once a year, just in case the situation does change.
Right. Once a year, do you think?
I think once a year, because your circumstances could change so often.
Right.
For example, like, you don't know if you're going to have a child next year, you don't know if your spouse is pregnant or anything, and if you update the will, just at least it
keeps
updated
it absolutely current. Absolutely. Natan Back, candidate attorney at MG Law, talking to us. National Will Week, the different types of will, and making sure that yours is up to date.